Sahanita Paragimo Mishnah Beit Mapelet Kemen Klipa Kemen Sara Kemen Afar Kemen Yavkushin Adum. A woman that miscarried something that looks like a peel or a hair or some dirt or some gnats. If any of these things that she miscarries are Adumim are red. In such a case, we have a suffix, we're not sure whether this is considered Dom and she would be in Nida. So the din is Pato Lamaya. She should put the thing that she miscarried in water and should soak in the water for a while. Im Nimochu Tmeya V'im Lav Tahira. If when she soaks one of these things that she miscarries in warm water for 24 hours, it dissolves in the water. In such a case, it has become clear to us that this thing that she miscarried is Dom, it's blood. In such a case, she would be Tmeya, as what she miscarried is Dom Nida. But if what she miscarried does not dissolve in warm water within a 24-hour period, so then it has become clear to us that whatever it is she miscarried is not Dom, it's not blood, so therefore she is not a Nida, and she would be Tahira. Hamapeles kemen dagim hagavim shkatim uramas. A woman that miscarries something that looks like fish or locusts or shkatim uramas, different types of creepy crawly things. In yeshi mahim dam tmeya v'im lav tahira. If she miscarried one of these things and there was dam on them, in such a case that dam would be dam nida and she would be tmeya. But if when she miscarried one of these things there was no dam on them, she would be tahira since there was no dam. She is not a Nida. And this Tana holds, like the Rabbana, the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, that it is possible for the uterus of a woman to open up without her expelling any Dam at all. So therefore, if we don't see any Dam on one of these things that she miscarried, she would not be a Nida. Hamapeles min behema chaya v'of. Bein tmeyem bein tahir. A woman that miscarried something that looks like an animal or a wild beast or a bird, whether the thing that she miscarried looks like an animal that's tame, or whether it looks like an animal that's tar. Im zachar teshev lezachar, v'im nekeva teshev linekeva. If what she miscarried was a zachar, was a male, then she would have the din as if she miscarried an actual child. And she would sit, yemei tuma and yemei tara, as if she miscarried a male child. She would have 7 days of yemei tuma, 7 days after the miscarriage in which she would be tame, and then 33 days of yemei tahira. That the days of her Tahira, even if she sees Dom, she would be Tar. And that is the din of somebody who miscarried a good birth to a male. Even though what she miscarried looks like an animal, even so, she has a din as if she miscarried a child. And if what she miscarried looks like a female animal, in such a case, she would have the same din as if somebody miscarried a gay birth to a female child. That the din is that she would have 14 days of Yemei Tuma, 14 days where she would be Tamea, and then 66 days in which she would be Tahira. B'mein yedua teshev lezachar ula nekeva divei Rabbi Meir. And if it's not known whether what she miscarried is a male or a female, then she would have the din of somebody who's mesupik whether they gave birth to a male or a female, and she would have the chumras of both. She would have the stringencies of both. She would have 14 days of Yemei Tuma, and then she would only have after that what was left of the 33 days of Yemei Tahara. Since we don't know whether it's a male or a female, we have to give her the stringencies of both somebody who gave birth to a male or a female, where she would have the extra days of Yemei Tuma, and she would have less days of Yemei Tara. The Chacham Maimrim Kol She'en Bo Meturas Adam Ein Ovla. And the Chacham say, anytime a woman miscarries something that doesn't have the form of a person, she would not have the din of somebody who gave birth or miscarried to a Vla, to a child. Meaning to say, if what she miscarried doesn't look like a person, she would not have the din of Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tara of somebody who gave birth or miscarried to a child. Now, the Mepharshim explained that the Chachamim are actually being machmer over here. They're taking a more stringent approach, and Rabbi Meir is being mekel. He's taking a more lenient approach, even though it seems that Rabbi Meir is being machmer, as Rabbi Meir says, somebody who miscarries something that looks like a behema chayev o has a din of somebody who miscarries a child, while the Chachamim say that if what she miscarried doesn't have the tzura, doesn't have the form of a child, then she would not sit Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tara. In actuality, the Chacham are being Machmer, and the Mepharshim explain as follows, that the face of what she miscarries has to look like a person in order for her to have a din of somebody who miscarried a child. So we disregard what the body looks like. If the body looks like a chai or a behem or oaf, she would still have a din of somebody who miscarried a child if the face looks like the face of a person. So what is the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chacham? Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chacham is if part of the face looks like the face of a child, while the other part of the face look like the face of a behema chayav ov, or even if only one eye of the face looks like the eye of a behema chayav ov. Rabbi Meir takes a lenient approach from Rabbi Meir Hall, that since part of the face doesn't look like the face of a child, or even if only one eye doesn't look like the face of a child, in such a case, she would have the din of somebody who miscarried the child. She would not sit Yumei Tuma and Yumei Tara. Only if the entire face looked like the face of a regular child would she have a din of somebody who miscarried a child and sit Yumei Tuma and Yumei Tara. While Chachamim take a stringent approach, the Chacham holds that even though part of the face looks like a Behema Chayav Ov, since the other part of the face looks like the face of a regular child, she would have the din of somebody who miscarried a child and she would sit Yumei Tuma and Yumei Tara. Sech Nida Perakim Mishnah Gimel Mapelas Shaper Mole Mayim Mole Dam Mole Ginunim. Ena Choshesh Levat, a woman that miscarries an embryonic sac that's full of water or blood or a multicolored liquid. In such a case, she doesn't have to be concerned that this is a child that has dissolved, and she would not have to sit the Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tara of a woman that miscarries a child. As when it's full of water or dam, obviously it's not a child. And when it's full of this multicolored liquid, also, it's not a child. As if it was a child that dissolves, it would be one color. It wouldn't be different colors. And if there's no dam on this embryonic sac, she wouldn't be Anida either. She wouldn't be Tmeya at all. Vimhaya Marukam Teshev Lezachar Ulanakeba. But if you can see in this embryonic sac an outline of a child, in such a case, it is a child that has dissolved, so therefore, she would have a din of a woman that had miscarried a child. And since we don't know whether the child was going to be a male or a female, she would have the stringencies of both somebody who gave birth to a male and a female, meaning to say that she would have 14 days of Yemei Tuma. After miscarrying, she would be Tuma for 14 days as if she miscarried a female. But as far as Yemei Tuar is concerned, we would only give her the remnants of the 33 days of a woman that gave birth to a Zachar. As a woman that miscarried or gave birth to a Zachar has only 33 days of Yemei Tara. And since in this case we don't know whether it was going to be a Zachar or a Nekeva, we have to be stringent and say that she only had what's left of the 33 days of the Yemei Toar of a Zachar. After she sits 14 days of Yemei Tuma, she would have what's left of 33 days of Yemei Toar. We wouldn't give her the 66 days of Tara that a woman that gave birth to a female would have.